Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
720 WGN. We're always excited to be able to have a conversation with Dr. Jim Adams. It's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. He is with Northwestern. Thanks for joining us today, Doctor. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Just a quick question. Are these weight loss drugs as popular in Europe as they are in America?
Increasingly so around the world. It's a matter of access and a matter of cost. But we're finding populations around the world trying to lose weight with these. It's part of the shortage.
Do you anticipate insurance ever covering any of this?
They will, but with restrictive criteria. Only when people are having negative health effects like diabetes will the insurance pay. They're pretty expensive, $900 a month typically. But there's more. There's pills coming, more options on the market. But then also, the longer we have them, we'll see the complications that emerge. So every month, every year that goes by, we'll get smarter.
So complications meaning side effects from the drugs?
Yeah, but the people lose weight and then they have difficulty stopping it. But then do we find osteoporosis? Do we find other kind of long-term side effects? We just don't know yet.
Okay, that kind of morphs into drug shortages. I don't go a week without somebody saying, I went to get my prescription and they're out of it and I had to drive 10 miles to another pharmacy. What is happening? Why are drug shortages reaching a record high?
Well, so the good news is we have a lot more effective drugs on the market, and we've seen over the last generation the power of good medicines to keep people healthy. But the manufacturers manufacture efficiently, and they don't want to overdo it. So every time that there's a supply chain disruption, any time that there's any kind of problem, it takes months or a year and a half to catch up. And many of these drugs are only manufactured by a very small number of manufacturers, sometimes only one. So it's easy to have a disruption and a shortage.
People are still complaining about the shortage of Adderall.
Adderall, albuterol, amoxicillin, even chemotherapeutic agents that are important in standard first line. The FDA has a website with everything that's on shortage. It's complicated. And with Adderall or controlled substances, you have to renew your prescription every month. So it's a constant chase.
Yeah. Okay, it's the season, or at least it was over the weekend, where everybody was sneezing, itchy eyes, allergy season. Now we've got a little cold weather. I don't know how dramatically that will change things, but are there over-the-counter meds that are decent to help alleviate these allergy symptoms?
Well, there are, and I think it's as everything comes into bloom, everybody's getting the itchy eyes and the sneezing, so we're seeing it commonly. It's a good time to change the air filters in your house. Just change the air filters summer and winter, and that can help. Also, if you come in from the outside, change your clothes, rinse off your face, rinse off and get some of the pollen off of you. I don't want you taking medicines if we're not doing the basics with clean air. If you don't have one of the units, then you can get a dehumidifier or a room-standing air filter, and this will decrease the pollen counts in the house. But once you've rinsed yourself, you can also rinse your sinuses. There's saline washes in the sinuses. After all of that, then, of course, there's really good antihistamines. The Zyrtec, the Allegras, those work really well. There's a variety, and you can find one that works for you, where the doctors can prescribe some other sprays if needed. So, yeah, there's a good array for the allergy season. Time to get in gear.
That's so true. I had my dog at the vet last week, and she was saying the same thing. Wash his feet, wash his legs when he comes in because he's got severe allergies. And I don't think many people think about washing their face or their hands when they come in from outside because we don't see it.
That's right. And if you have a loved one in the house with allergies, we don't want to bring that pollen in. So everybody should just get in the habit.
So should schools drop Lunchables? That was a conversation this week that they're high in salt, they're really don't have any health benefits, and they're included in school programs in many districts.
Yeah, and worse, the Lunchables that were under contract for the districts were mass-produced, and they had high sodium and high heavy metals and not great nutritional value. So a lot of people are saying that they should just be dropped out of the school. It's harder to replace it with healthier options, but we need to get in the habit. Whole grains and fruits and vegetables and real meats. And it can be done in a way that the children really enjoy their meal. But yeah, I think we should get rid of those Lunchables.
Because if you're giving them high amounts of sodium at that age, they develop a taste for it where nothing else tastes great unless it's got high salt content, right?
High salt and high sugar, and it really ruins the taste actually of everything else, unfortunately. But an orange or the bananas or the apples, they're really healthy and they taste a lot better if your mouth is not adapted to salt.
Dr. Jim Adams is with us. Next, we're going to talk about the counterfeit or mishandled Botox injections that it's putting people in the hospital and a new blood test that might offer some hope for pancreatic cancer patients. But first, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. 720 WGN, Dr. Jim Adams is with us this afternoon. It is 4:49, and Doctor, we've seen a lot of headlines over the past couple of weeks about people who have been hospitalized because they thought they were just getting Botox, and it turns out that it's either counterfeit or it's mishandled. How do we know, especially those who go to med spas?
Well, so there has been 19 people from 9 states had harmful reactions, but they got their Botox from unlicensed people without proper training, and these weren't in proper medical settings. So just make sure you're getting it from a licensed person and they're using FDA-approved product and not getting the product from some other sketchy channels.
Yeah, how frightening is that?
You can save a lot of money, but I wouldn't want the risk.
Yeah. Okay, and the new blood test that is promising hope for pancreatic cancer patients, would this help identify the fact that you have pancreatic cancer much sooner than what you can find out now?
Yeah, so, boy, this is a frontier that's still working out the kinks, but it's a blood test that can detect proteins that pancreatic cancer and other cancers shed into the bloodstream. And so far, it's taken a while to work out, but so far it looks pretty good. The question is who should get it, because it's a pretty rare cancer, and just giving it to everybody actually doesn't really make a lot of sense. But people who have family history, people who have over the age of 50 get new diabetes, make sure the pancreas is working good, maybe make sure there's not an early pancreatic cancer that's interfering. Those kind of people probably are going to benefit. And Illinois is supporting that, saying insurers should pay for these kind of tests once FDA approved. And we're tracking companies like ClearNote Health and others who have these on the market. So, yeah, it's at the cusp and trying to figure it out, especially people who are at identified risk for pancreatic cancer. Probably it'll be available soon.
Because most people don't find out until they're stage 3 or 4, correct?
There's no signs or symptoms of it until it's very late stage and has progressed and it really can't be cured. But if you catch it early enough, then it can be, you could have surgery. The problem is there's no signs. So this blood test is the one hope. It's why people are excited. And there's tests coming out in research for ovarian cancer and other cancers. So we hope that this will continue.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Jim Adams from Northwestern joins us about once a month.